Welcome to the News in Focus program, where we take the time to discuss current events from around the world from a biblical perspective. And it is Sunday, May the 8th, 2016. And this is Mohan Krishna. I'm a layperson who's a member of Garfield Ridge Baptist Church in Chicago. And today, I wanted to discuss an article that was posted on Today on Sermon Audio. And this article was linked to www.christianpost.com. And the headline of the article reads, PC USA report says 1 in 5 members disappointed considering departure. And let's see what some of this article has to say here, then we'll discuss it. So the article states the Presbyterian Church USA may have as many as 1 in 5 of its members considering an exit from the mainline denomination, according to a recently released report. In advance of the PCUSA's 222nd General Assembly in June, the largest Presbyterian church in the nation released a report analyzing the diverse perspectives of its membership, titled When We Gather at the Table, a PCUSA Snapshot. The report sought to examine the identity of the denomination through the lens of its members. Across the Presbyterian Church USA, congregations, mid-councils, and other interested groups are discerning together who we are as a church and who God is calling us to be, stated the report. The Committee on the Office of the General Assembly has also engaged in this discussion as it sought to understand the current nature of our ecclesiology, the theology of church. The report created 4 categories to respondents: purposeful, progressive, disappointed and discerning, family facilitators, and rooted and resolute. 19% of respondents were disappointed and discerning, which was identified as 76% conservative, 23% moderate, mixed, and 1% liberal. Though the name given to this segment might appear to be strong, it truly reflects how they feel, forsaken, abandoned, and for some, held hostage by their denomination. They are the most displeased. This group includes those who either 1. Do not like their PCUSA affiliation but are stuck in the denomination for various reasons, or 2. Are conflicted and thinking about leaving the denomination. Carmen Fowler LeBurge, president of the Theologically Conservative Presbyterian Lay Committee, was one of the 3,000-plus respondents. In an interview with the Christian Post, LeBurge said that she considered herself part of the disappointed and discerning category until a recent decision to join another church. Let's skip down here. Regarding the possibility that as many as 19% of PCUSA members are considering a departure from the denomination, LeBurge told CP that this means that hundreds of thousands are reconsidering their affiliation. If the segmentation accurately reflects the denomination as a whole, then some 300,000 members are discerning their denominational affiliation, continued LeBurge. The OGA projects a loss of 400,000 members by the end of 2020. That says to me that the denomination is not only unconcerned about the people in the D&D category, they've essentially already written them off. According to the report, the largest category within the PCUSA respondents was the purposeful progressive category at 35%. Okay, I think I'm going to stop right there. So there you have it, an interesting article regarding the PCUSA denomination and people considering leaving that church. And I wanted to make a couple of comments on this article. First of all, you know, I wanted to mention that I don't consider, you know, the PCUSA church ever to have been really a true church that we find in the New Testament. But aside from that, you know, if we look at, you know, real churches out there, it is possible, you know, for true churches to apostatize and become liberal. And, you know, the true church is for believers, you know, for believers to be edified by the word of God, for the preaching and for fellowship with other believers, as we find in the book of Acts. And of course, you know, we as believers, you know, when we give the gospel to someone we may want to, invite them to our church, to find out more about the gospel, to be under the hearing of the gospel if they're interested. Or, if we don't have time, to give a whole verbal presentation to someone, we may invite someone to our church. But again, the church is, we can do that. However, the church is for believers to be edified. And, that's the reason we're not to be seeker sensitive. We're not to bring in the world. That's not the way we do evangelism. We proclaim the word of God to others, the whole counsel of God to unbelievers. And, if a church is apostate, it is full of tares. And it'll be a mission field, where we evangelize the people in the organization that calls itself a church instead of, there being any real fellowship there. And because of that, that's why, when it gets to that point, when the seems that the majority are lost and the church is apostatized, it's time for true believers to leave that church, even though it may have been faithful at one time. It's time for them to get out. And I think, if you read the book of Revelation, it talks about, if there isn't repentance, so the candlestick will be removed and God will spew them out of their mouth. If God has spewed a church out of his mouth, then I don't think, a believer has any more business being there. They need to start a new church or find another one. And it talks about in this article, that many of these people, let's see, they are the most displeased. This group includes those who do not like their PCUSA affiliation but are stuck in the denomination for various reasons. Now let's camp on that for a little bit, the statement that these people claim they're stuck in the denomination for various reasons. Now, the book of 1 John lays out, what the characteristic of a child of God is. The characteristic of a child of God is he'll have a desire to do God's will. He won't care about what others think, but what God thinks. And many people who call themselves Christians are showing their true colors because these people, who are professing Christians but really are not true Christians, they're more concerned about what family members or others think of them. Let me turn to a scripture here in James chapter 4. James 4, verse 4. We see there, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore shall be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So, when true believers follow the Bible, they'll leave false religion and false churches. And when they do that, the family and friends can turn against them. When true Christians follow what the scriptures say and not concerned about what man thinks, they'll definitely be persecuted. And the main reasons that organizations call themselves churches are in the situation they're in right now, being, false churches, false fellowships, is because many of them, most of them actually, follow unbiblical man-made creeds. It's one thing, to for a church to have a doctrinal statement, indicating what they believe and what they stand for, and giving scriptural references to back up their beliefs, that's one thing. But it's another thing, when these so-called churches put their trust in the creeds instead of checking out in the scriptures whether the statements in them are true or not. If there's a creed and we find unbiblical statements in that, then we need to throw off the creed. We can't put our trust in that because there are things that are not biblical in it. They're man-made. They're not God-inspired, those creeds. That's why it's very dangerous, oftentimes to put the creeds on a pedestal, where they have large books that they call creeds rather than having just a simple doctrinal statement that gives the main things we believe, about the Bible, because the Bible is our authority. Our authority is not a man-made creed. And we need to study for ourselves what the Bible has to say. We need to spend several hours a week doing Bible study and comparing scripture with scripture to see what the Bible has to say on a topic and not just blindly listen to what theologians say, not blindly listen to what these celebrity preachers say. We can get into a lot of trouble by doing that. And another reason that organizations that call themselves churches are in the situation they're in is because most of the people in these fellowships, they're not really saved. Most churches don't do a good job on how they accept members. And also, there are even many good churches out there that are not as careful as they can be. They need to really, this may seem harsh, but we need to do it the Bible way. They need to be more careful. They need to ask a lot of questions on, what the prospective member believes and their lifestyle. How are they doing in evangelism and how they're doing, in their Bible study and how their walk with God is, or do they really have a relationship with God? That's why we need to ask several questions, not just assume everyone who say that they're Christians are Christians. And if I were a pastor of a church, now this is just me, what I would do is I would periodically check on all of the members to see, where they're at spiritually, to see if their previous profession was really real, and find out, what they're doing in their spiritual walk, during the rest of the week. And also, the churches need to be very careful on childhood conversions. It is true, a child can become saved. The gospel is very simple to understand for a child, and the child can trust in Jesus alone for their salvation and repent of their sins, having a willingness to turn from their sin and become a true disciple of Jesus. But we need to really look at the fruit of the child. Is there really an interest in the things of God? And I think, believing parents of a child are a very good source to go to. If the parents are true believers, if we see fruit in them, then we can ask them, what the lifestyle of the child is during the rest of the week, when they're at home, if they're obedient to the parents, if they have an interest, in studying the Bible. It's not a burden, they don't have to be asked to do it, but they automatically want to, get into the Bible. They automatically may want to tell their peers about Jesus to the best of their ability. Again, they may not be that eloquent and may not be able to do a good job in it, but do they at least have an interest in sharing Christ to the small degree that they can? Those are some of the things that need to be asked of childhood conversions. But oftentimes these churches, just because a child or even an adult, just because they raise their hand and want to be part of the church, they're automatically accepted, which is very wrong here. Okay, these are the comments I want to make on this article. Thanks so much for listening. And have a great Mother's Day. Mothers have the hardest job on the planet, I believe, in being keepers of the home. And we need to really appreciate what they do. And until our next News in Focus program, may God richly bless you.